You are listening to the Geocaching Podcast, a podcast about everything geocaching, where you'll hear tips and tricks, interviews with cachers, and lots more. Welcome to the 9th episode of the Geocaching Podcast. This show is normally aired and recorded live on Tuesdays at 9 p.m., and if you want to be on the show, normally you would go to TalkShoe.com and get yourself an ID. However, this time it is recorded live because my wife's birthday is today and I am taking her out on a date. So we will not have the live show today. What is on the show today, though, is we're going to be talking about the WAAS, or W-A-A-S. You've seen it on your GPS sometimes. You may wonder what it is. So we're going to talk a little bit about it today. Remember, when you're out on the road hunting down your geocaches, don't forget to call 206-350-3GPS, and you can leave us a voicemail there, and we'll play your different hunts and different stuff on the air when you're out hunting your geocaches. Before we get started talking about the WAAS today, there's a tool that I have found on the internet that may help us as geocachers, maybe not, but if you're looking for a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, your solution is simple: web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com, and your computer screen shows up on their computer screens. It's like you're all in the same conference room. GoToMeeting is perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. Plus, you're not charged per minute like other providers. You can meet as often as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without ever leaving your office. You'll not only save time, but money too. See for yourself. Try GoToMeeting free for 45 days. Just go to gotomeeting.com/podcast. That's gotomeeting.com/podcast. Try GoToMeeting today. Alright, so you've seen the WAAS on your, or W-A-A-S on your GPS setting, but you don't know what it is. You think, maybe if it's enabled, it's just going to eat my battery, because it doesn't seem like it does any good while I'm hunting or placing my geocaches. So what I'm going to do today is I'm going to talk a little bit more about what the WAAS is. You've maybe seen it on your GPS, like I said, but you don't know what it is. Maybe you do know it stands for Wide Area Augmentation System, but what is it? Basically, it's a system of satellites and different ground stations that provide GPS corrections. It gives you a better position accuracy, but how much better is it? Try an average of 5 times better. A GPS that's got the WAAS capable corrections on it can give you an accuracy better than 3 meters 95% of the time. And you don't even need to purchase anything else. It's already in your GPS, and you don't even need to pay anything for it. It's already in your GPS. So basically, where did this WAAS thing start? The FAA and the Department of Transportation, they're currently working on developing the program for flight approaches. Because, see, currently, GPS alone doesn't meet the FAA's standards for accuracy and availability for their flights. And so what WAAS does is it corrects the signal errors in GPS, but with the timings and the disturbances and stuff like that. How does it do it, though? WAAS consists of approximately 25 ground reference stations around the U.S. And there are only in the U.S. currently. And what they do is they monitor the GPS signal data. There's 2 master stations located on either coast that collect data from reference stations and create a GPS correction message to get to your GPS. This correction accounts for GPS satellite orbit, clock drift, plus signal delays caused by the atmosphere and ionosphere. The corrected differential messages is then broadcast through one of 2 geostationary satellites, or satellites with a fixed position over the equator. So satellites don't move at all, they're just always in the same spot. The information is compatible with the basic GPS signal structure, which means that any WAAS-enabled GPS receiver can read the signal, which is pretty cool. So who actually benefits from the WAAS? Well, currently, WAAS satellite coverage is only available in North America because their stations are only around the U.S., so that is only going to correct for satellites that are GPSs that are in the United States. There's no ground reference stations in South America, so even though the GPS users can receive WAS signal, it hasn't been corrected and thus wouldn't improve the accuracy of your unit. The WAS signal is ideal for open land and marine applications. WAS provides extended coverage in both inland and offshore compared to the land-based DGPS, or differential GPS system. Another benefit of the WAS is Another benefit of WAS is that it does not require additional receiving equipment, while DGPS does. Other governments are developing similar satellite-based differential systems. In Asia, it's the Japanese Multifunctional Satellite Augmentation System, or the MSAS. That's hard to say. While Europe has its own Euro geostationary navigational overlay, eventually GPS users around the world will have access to the precise position data using these and other compatible systems. So it just keeps getting better, and it's really cool because it allows you to go ahead and correct your signal. But what I've found is it doesn't always do that. So sometimes it just keeps it the same. So what we decided to do here on the geocaching podcast, we decided to take you on a little road trip here. We're gonna go out. I took my GPS outside and did some recording. So I'm going to let you listen to that now.
Welcome to the geocaching podcast field trip. Today we're outside and we're testing our GPSs and we are GPS Rs and we are testing the WAS, WAAS. I have mine on right now, and I'm getting an accuracy of 22 feet, 23 feet, which isn't too bad, but I want to go ahead and turn it off, and I'm going to let you know what we have here, so just a second, let me turn it off. Alright, so I have turned the WAS correction off on my satellite, or on my GPS, and we are going to see right now what accuracy that I'm getting on the GPS. And the accuracy that I'm showing right now is 15 feet. So I'm actually doing better right now with it off. So, but I think that all depends on where you're at. Because right now I'm getting the same. I also, here's to note too, I didn't turn my GPS off and back on between tests. So let me go ahead and do that. I'll turn my GPS off and then turn it back on. And then we'll go from there and see what kind of accuracy we have. I'll call you. We'll talk to you here in a second. All right, our GPS is off. We are turning it back on, waiting for a signal to reacquire. While we're waiting for the signal to reacquire and to see how accurate we are right now, still with the WAS correction off and the satellite error and rebooting my GPS, I want to remind you guys that if you guys want to do something like this for our show, where you're out in the field and you want to do field reporting for us, or whatever you like to do, you can call 206-350-3GPS. That's 206-350-3GPS, and that's our voicemail number. You can leave us a message, and we'll play it on the show, whether it's first to find or any other stories you want to have while in the field. Call 206-350-3GPS and leave us a message. All right, our accuracy right now after rebooting the GPSR and having the WAS correction off is 21 feet, well, 16 feet right now, accuracy, 17, 18, it's about the same right now in my location. I think it all depends on where you're at. So with that, if you think it saves the battery, I would say save the battery, turn it off. But if you want it on, I leave it on, and my battery's still usually okay. I like having it on, I leave it on. So thanks again for joining us on our geocachingpodcast.info. Field trip.
Alright, so welcome back from our field trip. Hope you guys enjoyed that. Hope you guys had the permission slip so your parents don't get called. Just kidding, anyways. Well, after that little excursion and finding out that my GPS location didn't change a whole lot while I was turning it on or off, it seemed to give me about the same. Did a little bit better with it off, actually. And from what I hear, it actually saves my battery a little bit. Whether that's true or not, I've not done any official testing and, left my GPS on with fresh batteries. See how long it took it to go off. I did not do that. If someone wants to do that, that'd be great. Go ahead and do that and call us at 206-350-3GPS, and we'll get you on the show. But what I did do is I did some research on the internet here, and we learned what the ways that it actually takes the WAS to help. You need to be using your GPSR within a reasonable proximity to a WAS ground station. The effective distance that we have found, it estimates, varies quite a bit. It depends where you're actually looking for this information at, but it starts as low as about 250 miles that you need to be, can be away from it, and up to about 500 miles. So that's, I haven't taken a look and see where the listing is at of the closest one, so let me go ahead and take a look at that. So I just did some research and came up with the conclusion that the closest one to me right now, I'm in Indiana, closest one to me is probably Chicago, Illinois, or Cleveland, Ohio. Probably Chicago is the closest one, so I should be actually getting a fairly decent WAS correction. I got this from a website, the FAA, actually. I will go ahead and post this on our show notes with different stations, ground stations, where I got that from. But like I said, I should be getting instant signal from them. It didn't seem to matter a whole lot, and with geocaching, it might actually be better if you don't use the WAS when you're trying to find it, because it provides a little bit more of a hunt. Sometimes they're just a little too easy, so sometimes with them off, if you look with them off, it may be actually better because it may be a little bit harder to find. So with that, that's our show today. It's really short. It's my wife's birthday, so we decided not to do a live show today because I'm taking her out for her birthday. So happy birthday to Julie. But like I said, it's a short show today. So we thank you for joining us. One of the things I would like to request from you guys is I've posted on geocachingpodcast.info, which is our show note for this podcast, I posted a link to our United for Diabetes travel bug that we got from Groundspeak a while back. I ask that you guys vote on our photo so we can win the contest. I would really appreciate that. That'd be really, really cool if you guys could do that. So go ahead and vote for our photo. The link is on our show notes, geocachingpodcast.info, and we will hopefully win that that contest that Groundspeak is hosting right now. Another thing I'd like to remind you guys of is, like I said, this show is recorded live on Tuesdays at 9 p.m. normally. TalkCast ID 7525. Go to talkshoe.com, get a ID. You can call in, be on our show, and help us create this show and all that good stuff like that. So if you'd like to be on our show, like I said, normally it's on Tuesdays, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, TalkCast ID 7525. But I've mentioned this before too, our show notes can be found at geocachingpodcast.info. That's where you'll find all the links to the stuff we've talked about today. You'll find about where I got the information for the WAS satellites, where they're located at. You'll see all of our different past shows and past topics and stuff like that. Like I said earlier at the very beginning of the show too, that if you want to, while you're out on the road hunting down your geocaches, go ahead and put the phone number 206-350-3GPS in your cell phone so you can call us and leave us a voicemail. We can get your audio on the show. We love to have other audio on the show, other different stories of first to find hunts and stuff like that, other events. Be looking soon for interviews from other cachers. We will be having more interviews. We had a good interview last week with IamFrog2002, and we'll be looking for more interviews with cachers. If you know of a cacher that would be good to be on our show, if you'd like to be on our show, be interviewed, give us a call, send us an email. The ways to get a hold of us are on the geocachingpodcast.info. Go ahead and do that so you can contact us and we'll get you on the show, get you interviewed, all that good stuff like that. Before I leave you today, I want to play with some audio from our friends over at the Cachemaniacs podcast. If you haven't subscribed to their podcast, I would go ahead and do that right away. Cashomaniacs.com, great podcast. Here's the message from them.
It's about that time here in the Midwest when geocachers come out of their winter hibernation and hit the trails to rack up some finds. In honor of the spring, the Cashomaniacs is celebrating geocaching podcasts. Check out the show for great interviews and a chance to win an iPod.
Episodes 15 through 21 feature the hosts of geocaching podcasts, many of whom you already know through their shows. During the 6 weeks starting April 7th, you'll hear the hosts of GeoTalk, Ice and Rise Geocaching Video Scene, the Jersey Geocaching Podcast, Main Podcache, Podcacher, and of course, the Slaga Podcast.
Check out the Cashomaniacs website at cashomaniacs.com for those shows and more information about how you can win one of five great prizes.
Once again, go ahead, go out there, go get them, go find them, go plant them, go hide them. Have another great week at geocaching. Talk to you later, guys. Some of the music on the show today was provided by the Podshow PodSafe Music Network. Check it out at music.podshow.com.